Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
It's the cost of doing business. You want a superstar type of talent, a five-tool player in Kyle Tucker. It's not free, right? You just don't get a Kyle Tucker. Yes, it's for a year. I can understand that, but you got to give something to get something.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
If stacking the deck is the term you're using to describe one team, what turn of phrase would you use to describe the Chicago White Sox right now?
Finding the deck.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score.
You know, typically we bring in Russ Dorsey on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, but he is here in studio with us on The Score.
You know
why? Nice enough of him to join us on the midday show. Just showing off the light blue today.
Listen, man, he's in here for one reason only. Summer's around the corner. That man done been in the gym. He's dropped, 42 pounds since the end of baseball season?
Say the actual process, though. Yeah. Don't just say that, like, oh, he was
oh, no, he
out
didn't,
here.
He didn't take the injections. He didn't take the injections.
No, no Zimpy.
No Ozempic. No, I don't know what the other ones are. Oh, with Govee?
GPL-1.
GLP-1.
GLP-1.
Yeah. See, I don't even know what it is.
Exactly, because I don't know.
Because that man... You might catch him on the lakefront, ladies, when the weather's nicer. He might have his shirt off or be in a cutoff or something. That man is out here doing work. Doing work. Not only as a scribe, not only on Apple TV, but also just in the gym and in real life. He said, come see me in real life. At least that's what he tells me
actually,
when I make fun of him.
Actually, if we're going to be honest, Ray said, come see us in real life. And I said, yes.
And then I asked the question, Russ, do you really want to do this? Because I feel like every conversation we have on this midday show, it's either now currently Marshall or perhaps Lawrence just giving you hell for
and no,
20
it's,
minutes.
It's totally fine. And in the case of Marshall, and I was talking to my parents about it because I said, yeah, I'm going to be going on with Marshall and Layla. And they're like, oh, it was so funny, you and Marshall and Layla in there. And I was like, see, they don't know about our relationship like that. Like, you're a newer character in the Russ Dorsey Marvel universe to them. So I had to tell them, like, yeah, Marshall is my man. He lived down the street. Good sounding board. Just like a all-around good dude. Southern boy. Alabama boy. Mississippi State boy. Right? Philly boy. Sacramento boy. Now Chicago boy. And aww. So I was explaining to them our relationship, how it sounds very adversarial, but there's tons of love in that.
Oh, all the love. All the love.
It's just it's a fun experience where we get to bring something that I think happens for a lot of people in real life on a show.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy that.
But this is 1% of our relationship.
This does involve a little bit of a sacrifice on your part, Russ.
It's
so
fine.
I just want to be the one to acknowledge it because you get in here and these two start
you. Know what makes
you.
It better? If I was in a relationship, I would probably shut down more of the jokes. But because I don't have anybody at home where I got to explain things to.
Wait, what do you mean? What would you have to explain? Explain that.
Because I wouldn't want you and Lawrence combined saying, oh, my man out here in the street. Like, and then you go home, or he was out here in the street. Then that would probably make a partner like think like, hey, man, you was wilding out here?
Yeah.
When I found you?
But you're certified pre-owned.
No.
You're good to go
no.
now.
No, don't
see,
do that.
See, this is the danger. No, this is the danger.
What, I'm a Prius?
Like, I'm saying certified, but you are a luxury vehicle that has been driven around several blocks by several people.
That's crazy, Marshall. That's insane.
I told you knew what you were getting into, and you still were like, I'm okay.
That's crazy.
But the thing with certified pre-owned is they made sure everything was cool.
Ray, you hear your man? That's crazy.
It's not that crazy. It's like
this is why
players, when they end up on the White Sox, they didn't get the certified pre-owned. They just got like, oh, that's Ken Griffey Jr., but not the one you remember.
How dare you do that to Manny Ramirez? Ken Griffey Jr. had the photo of the Masters this weekend.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, in retirement, which is something he should have done instead of taking the job with the White Sox. Is that fair?
No. I think that's a horrible comparison.
Well, because it's about you.
You're comparing me to back nine Ken Griffey Jr. on the White Sox.
Also, he's making...
No, I'm saying that's the difference between you and back nine Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, you're saying I'm Mariners Ken Griffey Jr. Right?
Yes.
Then say that.
Yes, you're Mariners Ken Griffey Jr. All right,
say that then.
And yeah, some woman is going to be the Reds in this analogy, and you're going to be like, hopefully I don't tear my hamstring off the bone.
Jeez, Marshall.
No,
we got to work on your analogies, buddy.
I thought it was a perfectly good analogy. The certified. When I said certified pre-owned, the man in the back of the room raised both his hands. I just want to point that out.
No. You know,
we're not
Lawrence,
co-signing this, Lawrence.
Lawrence, just come on, Lawrence. Get up. No, he's just in here. No, we got. If we're doing this, we're doing this as a family.
Let's talk about baseball.
We're doing this. As a family, because
I want to make sure
we know your dad, and this is only fair to do.
I told them, I said, "Yo, I want to make
sure. I want to make sure this. I want to make sure this that we acknowledge."
You hear how your man's is talking to me, Lawrence?
I raised
my arms like I can't believe that you just said that about nephew.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Insane.
I withdraw the comment.
Certified pre-owned?
Certified pre-owned is a level of disrespect that I usually don't tolerate.
This was 5 years ago.
I might put hands on you.
That's what I'm saying.
That you're just not old enough logistically.
Like during the break.
What do you mean he's not old enough? He's grown.
And can I just say, old Ken Griffey Jr. helped the White Sox win the blackout game.
You see that throw? Throwing out Michael Kadire at the plate?
So we're talking about one instance? Listen. Wow. No, I'm saying he's not Ken Griffey
Jr.
I'm
not going to let you disrespect me or Ken Griffey Jr.
I'm saying my whole point was he was not Ken Griffey Jr. He's the opposite. He's still very much in his prime.
That's true.
And I haven't even reached my
prime. He's certified,
Marshall.
Even though.
This is, I agree with you.
I'm pre-ARB.
He is.
Well, are you going to sign a contract that takes you through your free agent
years? He is looking for the best deal. He is not out
I'll
here.
See you, I'll see you in 7 years of free agency.
You're not PCAing. You're not going to PCA.
No, this man don't bunt. This man swings.
Okay.
He swings the bat.
Jackson Merrill?
That's a little bit closer.
I'll see you in free agency.
So you're just going to play it out and go to arbitration every single year?
Wait, or is this a Vlad Jr. situation where they have their numbers and you have yours?
Yeah, my numbers, I'll see you in 7 years.
The thing is
my friend Barry Rosner used to say, 7 is better than 6, right? I'll see you at the end of the 7.
I just always think that some of this is just me and you talking now.
Yeah, we're not acting like anybody else in the room.
I've always felt like some of this is so that we stay off of Marshall.
I tell people that all the time. Marshall pretends like he is Elephant Man. Like, is he the most ugly,
why are you
disgusting human being?
I completely agree
with
him.
If I got on this mic, that's why I say 1%. If I got on this mic and talk like I talk with Marshall in our group chat, I'd lay his blank bare out here. Because the streets would know how Marshall's moving.
I'm not moving at all.
My bet.
Marshall out here, he said it.
He got him.
That's why they made sidewalks, because the streets ain't for everybody.
By the way, you know who's still a free agent?
Yeah, Marshall.
Anyways.
Yeah, right. Anyways.
What I rest my case.
About PCA, he needs to get a 9-figure contract right now, right?
No.
No.
Why not?
What's the, I would ask you, why do you think he does?
Because if you're going to play like a small market team, which the Cubs have been doing, saying you're not going to pay top dollar for free agents, you better lock up your young talent through their arbitration years and beyond.
My question would be, what do you think PCA projects as?
I'm not sure.
That's,
but I'm also not with
my
the Cubs.
Next question would be, do you think PCA projects, and this is no disrespecting PCA, I think he's a very talented young player, but you still don't know what he is yet. In your mind, what do you project PCA to be as a player?
I think he's a guy who's going to be in that five war area if he plays to his, not even his potential, but just like what I've seen the flashes of, and then the back half of last season, and even so far this season, he's been fine. And looking like a guy's going to be around a 5-WAR player.
I'm not mad at the conversation between PCA's camp and the Cubs of like, hey, man, do you want to figure something out here? And you have the conversation and you have the discussion. And then after the end of that, you don't have to do it today if you're PCA's camp or if you're the Cubs and said, you know what, we'll table it.
I think the tabling was wise for both parts, probably more wise for PCA because he can always get some more money out of it if he continues to play better than how he played at the end of last year. If he puts together a full year this year, I expect him to sign him long-term in the offseason.
Here's my thing with these extensions.
Hold on, Russ. Contractually, I can only talk baseball with Speak, so I'm out. I can talk streets with y'all, but I can only talk baseball with Speak.
That's fair.
See y'all during transition.
Thank you for joining us, Lawrence. You were reacting too much back there. We had to bring you on. You know that.
I couldn't let Marshall disrespect me like that.
No one's disrespecting you.
But back to PCA.
We're score fam.
Back to PCA. I think the thing with all these extensions is every player is different. Every contract situation is different. So to me, you can't compare Pete Alonso to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just because they both play first base, right?
No, there's an age difference.
In that conversation, in that discussion, Vlad's position is superstar. It's not first baseman, right? It's 26-year-old superstar. And so you have to look at it through that lens. If I'm looking at PCA versus the other young guys that have gotten extended, I would say, okay, we think PCA's a talented player, obviously gold glove caliber center fielder. We are very high on what the bat could potentially develop into, and you're seeing flashes of that. But it's different than a Jackson Merrill who got MVP votes last year, right? It's different than a Jackson Merrill who's a silver slugger, et cetera, where you say, okay, this guy's ceiling might be an MVP, right? That's why you get to a nine-figure conversation, because you're asking yourself, what is, if this guy hits the ceiling, what does he project as, right? That's why that deal, if Jackson Merrill hits all of his benchmarks, that finishes at $204 million. That's not going to be the conversation that you're having necessarily right now for PCA, because offensively, like, he hasn't hit that mark where you're like, okay, this could be a guy that could be a 900 OPS or something like that.
What are the chances that he goes into Russ Dorsey mode and then says, see me at the end of my arbitration?
I guess
given that, his age and where he is,
I mean, that's up to him and his camp. Okay. That's up to him and his camp. I wouldn't say it's a never thing, but it just might depend on where he feels comfortable, where his camp feels comfortable, where the Cubs feel comfortable.
I think we got back into baseball and less off of the comp. I will say that if you had a rising talent like Russ Dorsey, whether you were outside interested in Russ Dorsey's light blue rocking shirt that he's got, or his skill set as a writer, friend, and also colleague, that you're projecting him to have, I think, first of all, less of a rookie learning curve than PCA had, which he, I think, arguably does, and then more of a return when you consider the tools.
I would, if we're going to have this conversation.
Well, I'd say Russ is no second-year player. Russ has been in the game a while now.
Right.
He's a vet.
I'm probably the...
I am proud to be a two-screen woman, okay, in
general. I would have been a... got called up to the big leagues early guy?
Yes.
That hits free agency at that 26, 27 range?
Never got sent back down, though.
Right.
That part.
But to me, and this is how my mindset works, in both life and career, like, I'm a bet on myself type of guy. So if I was an actual player, I would always be the, no, let's see it through, and we'll go to free agency, even if I return.
That's just my mindset. That's an interesting point.
But he's also, I think, looking at it like from a Kyle Tucker standpoint, yeah, I was hurt, but look what I did when I was healthy. I'm like, nah, but you could get hurt again. It could be much worse. You might not get the money that you deserve.
Yeah, I mean, that's risk assessment is fair. I think if we're talking about just PCA now, I do very much take the fact that the Cubs have never signed a $200 million contract into consideration.
And that's why I said, if you're going to play like a small market team, then go all in on the small market approach. Make sure you got your guy his money. And if you want to include the benchmarks and whatever else, that's fine. But otherwise, you're going to look really dumb if it gets to the end of the contract and you didn't get plus one, two, three post-arbitration years.
My response would be you have 5 years to figure that out.
You say you have 5 years to figure that out, and maybe this is a bigger discussion, but as we're talking to Russ Dorsey, big-time national Yahoo guy, also Apple TV, whatever you want. He knows baseball.
Baseball man.
Baseball man Russ Dorsey. And just, you know, man about town Russ Dorsey. All of those things.
Baseball man, Chicago man.
Will the work stoppage impending in a couple of years affect how we're looking at even this situation right now? Because who knows what will happen then as far as maybe a floor, a cap? I don't know. I'm just lock your guys in now is what I'm saying before that we hit that point.
My response would be sure, because I think you have 30 teams that are thinking about that already, right? And what do we have on our books after the 2026 season? Yes, that's a fair question. And I think it is fair to ask, are you trying to make sure your books are clean so that you don't have a lot of, you know, capital that you have to be and things that you have to be spending of your revenue if there is a lockout, depending on how long that is. But I just think you can't think about that would be my response. Like, you can't think about what's going to happen a little bit over a year from now.
If you're a businessman?
I'm saying if you're the player.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, yes, obviously you're aware of what could be down the road. But if you're PCA, you got to think bigger picture. Eventually there is going to be a CBA. And regardless of if there's a floor cap, which I don't think is going to happen, because that's a major issue that the Players Association is going to look at and say absolutely not.
And that's why we're going to have a work stoppage, a really
for
long
sure.
work stoppage.
But because of that, like, you can't just say take the short-term money, if that makes sense. Right? Like, you got to think big picture, which is why I always say that you still have 5 years to figure that out. Because it could be in 2 years or a year or the end of the season, in this offseason, he's like, him and his reps, they're like, hey, man, I think we figured out the happy medium, and maybe they agree to a contract extension, but I don't think you can. I wouldn't panic that they tabled it for either side.
Baseball, I think the problem right now you're seeing is there are guys like Kyle Tucker, Vladimir Guerrero, who are going to supersede whatever disaster may come in between mm-hmm. now and then. Teams will not care. They're going to say, if we lose a year of this guy, we don't care. You saw the Cubs say, we don't care if we spend a crazy amount of capital, player-wise, to get him for a year. But then there's the rest of baseball. And I think you've studied this, we've studied this. The middle class in baseball, for example, your veterans who you know are going to help you, that is slowly disappearing, mm-hmm. akin to actually being outside, if you will, in this country.
Yeah.
So that said, I think the question still remains, in what tier of player do you think PCA is? And that's more of a question that I don't have an answer to yet.
Yeah.
I will be honest.
I think
if I'm trying to figure this out for years to come, past any situation where there might be a work stoppage, I don't have the answer yet. I am going to be thrilled if I have it by All-Star break. I will be thrilled if I have it by the end of the season.
I think we don't know. And I think if you're a team looking to potentially extend a guy, you are asking yourself internally, what level of player do we think we have here, right? Whether it's a PCA, guy who goes top 100 guy, glove first guy, shows you immediately what he can do with the glove, is starting to really figure it out with the bat. And the conversation in baseball is always, you want to extend guys before they actually get good. So then you can save yourself some money. But I think if you're a player, I don't know what just
Marshall
happened
just got tired of a mic being in the face.
I couldn't see your face because the mic was
sight line
face.
Was
but
blocking
Russ. But if you're a player, you aren't thinking about that, right? You're thinking about, hey, I just got to go out here and play, have my best season this year and go about it that way.
Okay, last one because we got to get you out of here, unfortunately. I'd love for you to stay the rest of the show.
Harassment and baseball on 670 The Score.
So, Russ, the Cubs are 12-8. They're coming. They're finishing up this West Coast trip. They've played the most difficult schedule in baseball, I think, bar none, hands down. From an outsider's perspective, as in you're not a Chicagoan in terms of the meatball.
Yeah.
Are we not appreciating enough how they've been able to navigate the beginning of their schedule?
The Cubs are a good baseball team. I think that's what you've seen, right? The San Diego Padres, to me, are the best team in baseball as we currently sit right now. and they also played the Dodgers. Now, Dodgers weren't there. The Dodgers are going to have that month where they lose like two games. Like, that's coming for everybody out there. But the Dodgers are still a very good baseball team, very talented. And they went in there and played good baseball, shut down Shohei Ohtani during that series. So you're looking at a Cubs team where we talked about it last time I was here. This is a team that needs to go to the postseason. And everything you need to do needs to be focused on making it to the postseason. Look at the Atlanta Braves. The Braves started their season 0-7. No team has ever gone to the postseason going 0-7 the first seven games, right? The Cubs could have been in a really bad spot as we sit right now. And you could blame the schedule and this and that, but it doesn't matter. What they've done is set themselves up for May and the rest of the season, where we get close to the deadline, you look at all your holes, and obviously the Justin Steele injury hurts, but you can now look at it and say, all right, we have one of the top farm systems in baseball. We know what our holes are. Our offense is the best offense in baseball, leads baseball in runs scored, runs per game. Now we can start to supplement this thing and really cement our place as we try to get to the postseason.
Russ Dorsey, thank you for coming in studio.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Love seeing you. Love seeing Russ Dorsey.
Russ Dorsey, Yahoo Sports writer. He's also with the Apple TV Friday Night Baseball broadcast, does a fabulous job and puts up with our craziness. Yeah. So we appreciate
you. Ain't nothing crazy around here.
Except Marshall.
The analogy led us down this entire path.
Certified pre-owned.
I might swing on you during the break.
I will watch and let you know what happens. I've already taken pictures of the three of us in studio today. We have more to come. Bill Whittington is next to talk about the Bulls play-in game tonight. That's right. It's the postseason on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The middle from St. John's, 7 foot, Bill Weddington.
Where did that come from? Bill Weddington.
And a surprise sets up Weddington. 3 seconds to go.
Something to the Bulls offense here from the power forward spot.
It is the Beef Weddington. Only in Chicago could a second string center become a fast food immortal.
I need a Beef Weddington.
Bulls win! Bulls win! And it's on to the play-in tournament against Miami Wednesday.
Don't sweat the technique. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. That is where we find Bill Weddington of the Score Bulls broadcast of the Bulls, CircaLasVegas.com. And Bill, it is nice to talk to you on this play-in Wednesday.
Layla, Marshall, it's a pleasure to be here. And my, you guys had Ray and the producers working hard today to come up with all those clips.
Oh, no, no. That's just what they do, Bill. We got to honor the guests that come on. We got to let them know that everybody needs to know what the deal is. And I think that's a perfectly good representation of Bill Weddington. So I think they're just doing their job, but they are doing a very, very good job at that. The question, though, Bill, is can the Bulls get this job done of getting into the actual playoffs? They need 2 wins. It starts tonight with Miami, a team they've already beaten 3 times this year. What kind of challenge do you see ahead of them?
Well, Mark, that's a most excellent question, because everyone in the sporting world always talks it's really hard to sweep a team 4 times. But I honestly believe the Bulls can do it. And I think they can do it whether they're shooting a 3 really well right tonight or not. But the one thing they can't afford to do, Marshall, is turn the ball over. And this has been a Bulls team that at times gets very careless. They lose their focus offensively, and they just start throwing the ball around, and they make some poor decisions. And if the Bulls have one of those 20 turnover nights, it can make it really difficult tonight. This is a lower scoring team in Miami. They play good defense. They try to create some turnovers and make you rush a little bit to make some poor decisions offensively. And you can't have that here tonight. You're going to have to play some good, solid basketball and just take care of the ball.
I think this is one of the better coaching matchups in the postseason when you consider the pedigree. You know, Billy Donovan and Eric Spoelstra, Bill. And I do always give the Heat some credit, even though, yes, they have lost that many times to the Bulls in the regular season. But I just can't help but think that Spo is going to have something cooked up for his team to be able to just add a little something extra that you didn't see in the regular season.
Layla, you're absolutely right, and I think Spoelstra is a great coach. Obviously, he's done some great things, worked his way up, and really has a great culture going there. He and Pat Riley have worked hard to get the guys that understand what they need to do. They work together, and the thing about tonight is it's just one game. It's not a playoff series where the best team's going to win. It's one game where anyone could win on any given night, and everyone's going to have to go out and play a solid basketball tonight. You can't have too many mistakes. And as I was telling Marshall a moment ago, it's turnovers are going to be a big part of tonight's game. We've seen the Bulls offense. The Bulls offense, when it's on, it's on. And it's phenomenal. Guys are hitting shots. They pass the ball really well. They find the open man. They're hitting their threes. And on those nights, I think the Bulls can compete and win a game against anyone. When the Bulls aren't hitting their threes, all the mistakes come in are even more important. and are more valuable. So you got to take care of the basketball, whether you're hitting your threes or not, because especially, and I look at Kobe, hasn't been shooting the ball as lately from behind the three-point line, but he's getting to the foul line, and he's still scoring his 20 points a game, just driving to the basket. He's found ways to score, not just shooting the three. So I really think this team has gone through a lot of adversity and found different ways to win basketball games this season.
I'm trying to size up the Heat because we've gotten used to this particular play-in matchup between the Bulls and the Heat over the years. And, Bill, I wanted to ask you about something that Bam Adebayo talked about. Obviously, this is a team without playoff Jimmy. We saw what he's capable of last night when he dropped 38 points in the Golden State Warriors play-in win against Memphis. But in his stead, they now have Andrew Wiggins, who came back in that Jimmy Butler deal. Bam Adebayo talked about the fact that he's gotten acclimated now and he could be the X factor tonight. What do you think as far as that concept and the Bulls trying to slow down a Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo-led Heat, but that this does have a guy who was an all-star just a couple of seasons ago in Wiggins?
Yeah, I mean, that's their big three. And obviously all three of them have the ability to take over a game at any given time. And Wiggins has been there, and I'm sure he's a force in the locker room. I'm sure the guys are referring to him and asking him questions, what's it like, and what are the distractions, what are the pitfalls, what can happen, and how to stay focused. But all three of those guys can get hot from a variety of ways. But I agree with you. The X factor is Wiggins because he's the guy that's new. He's only played in 17 games for him. He's a guy that can score a lot of points quickly, shooting the ball, driving the ball, getting to the foul line. So you got to keep all three of those guys in check. But then while you're doing that, you can't let I hate to use Shaq's word, the others, someone else that's not expected to come up and have a big game. Everyone's got to do their job, and you have to maintain that stability. Where, all right, we understand that Tyler Hero is going to get hot, and he's going to go and have a 7, 8, 10 points in a row. Wiggins might do it. Adebayo might do it. But you can't let a Duncan Robinson or a Rozier or a Ware come up, and all of a sudden they have 20, 30 points in a game.
Yeah.
And that's where you really have to watch your P's and Q's.
I'm sorry, I was agreeing with you, Bill, when it came to where he, you know, the Heat came out in even that last game that we saw last week. Strong on the boards, high rebound numbers to begin with. Where was establishing himself? Of course, we know about Bam Adebayo. I think the other piece of that game, though, was that it took a little while for Kobe to heat up. You talked about that. It's not just the turnovers. I think the Bulls have to really get established offensively and try to find their hot hand so they know what to do and be able to withstand a run that the Heat might go on in this game.
Well, the Heat are going to go on a run. That's going to happen. That's going to be a good team is going to go on a run. I don't mind Kobe not starting off hot early as long as you're getting someone else the ball and they get hot. A lot of times lately it's been Vooch. They've been looking for Vooch down low. They try to get him going early. And then Kobe kind of warms up in the second quarter and definitely the second half and the fourth quarter where Kobe really shows what he can do offensively. But someone's going to have to always stay warm or stay hot, whether that's Giddy or whether that's Herter hitting threes. Bezelis has shown that he's really had the ability to step things up and playing really well right now. Or even a guy like Zach Collins coming off the bench and at physical presence where all of a sudden he gets 4, 6 points in a row and just kind of keeps the offense rolling. Because that's really what I'm afraid of is that offense gets stagnant for 2, 4, 6 minutes in the game, and they just can't score. They're missing shots, and then they're turning the ball over, and that's where Miami can get a run of 10, 12 points. And again, in a lower scoring game with Miami, they only average 110 points a game, and they only give up 110 points a game. Runs of 10 are big. And that's the one thing about today's NBA with the high scoring. Like, the Bulls have a high-octane offense. You know, they average 117 points all season. So a 10-point run in a 120, 130-point game is nothing. But in a 110-point game or lower, that's a big run. And the Bulls have to just be very leery of that if they've gone two or three possessions without scoring, you got to take care of the basketball and get a good shot.
Bill, I'm curious because this is something we've really been debating since the trade deadline, the direction of this team, the growth of this team, the young players, specifically Coby White taking it to another level, Josh Giddey looking probably like what Arturis Karnaštović envisioned when he traded for him instead of draft capital last year, and of course, the development of Matas Buzelis. What can they learn going forward about this team and these players that we didn't already learn from, let's say, the last 20 games of the regular season?
Well, we can learn how well they play together, and I think that's a big thing. And I've talked to a lot of people about chemistry in a locker room and just how guys get along. And that really does make up a winning team. Every winning team or really good team I've been on, the locker room was a family and was like glue. Everyone wanted everyone to be successful. And in a couple of post-game interviews, we've been able to talk to a couple of the guys, Vooch and Herter and Giddey, and they all get along in a locker room. They're really genuinely happy for each other when someone else plays well. And it was the same when I was playing with the Bulls. If Luke Longley had a great game, yeah, I wanted to start. I thought I was better than Luke, but I didn't want Luke to play poorly. I wanted Luke to play well because I wanted to win, and vice versa. Luke wanted me to do well because we all stood together as a team trying to win basketball games. And that's what this team has. But they're going to be tested. The next couple of games, it's really a sudden death type of thing. Win or go home. And you can't make a lot of mistakes. And you really have to stay together. You can't start pointing fingers and blaming guys for situations on the floor right away. You got to figure it out and work together. And that's going to be the real task of Billy, is to keep these guys on point playing together. Because there's going to be moments that are stressful during the game where guys break down a little bit, maybe miss a cut or miss a defender. And you really have to minimize that, not let it happen 3, 4, 5 possessions in a row.
Bill, I want to ask you just a question overall about your opinion of the season. If the Bulls lose tonight, you know, was their effort to try to get into this a lost cause?
I don't think anything's a lost cause. And I honestly do believe you learn from your mistakes. And so every decision you make may not be as positive as you'd like it to be, but you learn from it. And I think I'd be lying if I said anyone's not surprised at how well the Bulls played after the trade. But how well they came together, how well the three new guys fit in, how much Coby exploded and took that leadership role, as well as Giddey stepping up both offensively and getting better defensively with steals and figuring out the lanes he needs to be in. And then Buzelis having more opportunities to be more of a leader and breaking into the starting role and playing well. So I think that has surprised a lot of people. And that's a good thing. So now I think you have a legitimate chance to build on a little foundation that you've made now. I'm still, there's some shortcomings. I think you still need a couple of things. But win or lose tonight, I think we've seen some good things. And we have a direction we're going in now that can be positive going forward to make the Bulls a better team and possibly next year, grow from this and go further in the playoffs and not have to be in the play-in game.
Bill Wennington, we always appreciate the time. I am looking forward, you know, to the post-game show as well. I'm looking forward to the joke with Alyssa Bergamini. I know the tradition.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Marshall, Layla, thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
Always a pleasure to talk to Bill Wennington. You can hear his and Chuck Swirsky's call with Alyssa starting at 6:30 tonight on The Score, the Bulls in that play-in tournament. We are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And coming up next, it is your voice, the Meat Bowl Machine, to get us ready for tonight's Bulls game. That's next on The Score.
Meat Bowls Machine.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey guys, check out this meatballs machine.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is the meat bulls machine.
But before we get into the meat bull machine, I just want to let people know what's going on with the Cubs and the Padres, the game one of the doubleheader that's happening right here on 670 The Score. Pre-game starting at 2:35, by the way, so a very truncated experience with the Spiegel and Holmes show. The Cubs lineup is out
just
against Nick
Pavetta. Just don't compare them to a car.
Yeah, they would be a Rolls Royce.
If that makes the Russ cop even worse.
It could be a pre-certified used Rolls Royce that I was referring
What's
to.
What's the lineup?
Ian Happ's leading off playing left field. Kyle Tucker playing right field, batting second. Back in the lineup, Seiya Suzuki. His rush must be fine. He's DHing and batting third. Bush in the cleanup spot playing first. Dansby Swanson bats fifth. He'll play shortstop. Nico Horner in the sixth spot. He will bat right, of course, and play second base. Pete Crow Armstrong will bat seventh and play center field. Carson Kelly also back.
He's back.
In the lineup. He will bat eighth and play catcher. And playing third base and holding down the bottom of the order in the ninth spot is John Berti. So a revitalized lineup to take on this rubber game and Nick Pavetta and the Padres.
Hello, Berti. Hello, Meatball Machine. I also laughed because Robbie was like, listen, a lot of this was just random. And we're like, wait, what? What about it was random? Didn't you tell us people were like talking about their day and stuff and just venting in general?
People just use the Meatball Machine as a vent source, but they can do it whenever they want. And we are welcome. If you want to submit to the Meatball Machine just your random vents, we may play them or not, but they are in there.
We should 100% play them.
Yeah,
100%.
Give me the remix.
And I'll bleep any personal information you want to give. That's too bad. I'll bleep all that. Don't worry.
The Meatball Machine is here for you. So here were the best entrants to the Meatball Machine.
Layla, Marshall, I'm going to be one of the rare people on the Meatball Machine and say that I do feel something. It's not that I don't feel anything for the Bulls. I feel anger. This team has been stuck in the same place since pretty much Derek blew out his knee. And they have never tried to ever get better from this point. And all I keep seeing is people being so overzealous about Josh Giddey. And, oh my God, he's the future. And, oh, Manus Bozelis. This is literally how we all felt with Lauri Markkanen and a young Zach LaVine. We're in the same place we've been for a long time, and it makes me mad.
Hey, Meatball Machine. I was going to give my thoughts on the Bulls game tonight, and I'm going to steal my favorite quote from my favorite episode of Futurama, The Neutral Planet. I have no strong feelings either way.
Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall.
Is that a remix? Can we play that to a beat of some sort?
Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall.
What?
Okay, I'm into it. Carry on.
Hey, Meatball Machine. That's gonna take some getting used to. The Bulls, I'm done with the team. And I'm just kind of tired of getting into arguments with Bulls fans who still want to take some joy and entertainment out of it. But I'd prefer my entertainment to at least my sports entertainment to at least be actually competitive, and I can't say that about the Bulls. Sorry, yeah, sorry, Meepo Machine, about that. Oh boy, let me go suck on a menthol with that nonsense. Blech. Yeah. Anyway, so Crit Council sounds miserable.
Wow, that went some places.
People wanted to vent.
Not a good place.
Is there more?
Yes, we have three more. Three more from the Meatball Machine.
My God. I just want some good basketball. I want to win. I know it's not good for the long-term health or short-term health. I don't know anybody's health. It's good for my health. I want to win. Make a run, boys. Bulls.
Kevin Warren would absolutely love Germany. I was in Berlin. Now I'm in Munich. There's cranes everywhere. Just outside my hotel room here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cranes. Berlin, they were everywhere. There's also bears everywhere in Berlin. Statues of bears on the streets. Bear, 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 bear.
That's my favorite. I was like, where is he going with this?
He legitimately sent it from Germany. On the time log, it said 2 a.m., so it was definitely daytime in Germany. So
nailed it.
I love that, man.
I love that so much.
And here's our final meatball.
Who cares? Cubs, Cubs, Cubs.
That's perfect.
You know what?
Perfect.
I get it. I get it. If that's how you feel, I understand it. I can comprehend that.
I just want the most accurate sample when I take a sample. And I feel like we've done that today. Although I really do want to hear the people just venting about their day. I'm so intrigued.
It's fine.
Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall.
That's new. That is very new.
I actually really like it. I am sorry.
Anyone who does a Chuck Swirsky impersonation just wins in my book.
To the beat. Anybody who sings on the Meatball Machine, or at least attempts to, or does some sort of rhythmic speaking. Rap is too much of a compliment, I think, at times. I'm into it.
Hey, people used to send in songs to radio stations. I've worked at radio stations. Oh. I've gotten a Bulls song on a CD before. So, this is taking it up to the next level.
Yeah, I think this is a slightly different version of that. But yeah, the same sentiment is implied. Now you can do it in a much easier way. Just go into the Odyssey app and then leave a voice message.
708. I'm going to the Bulls game tonight, and you guys are bringing the vibes down. Go Bulls. This is the MC for Tony Gill's wedding. Layla was there. I was. You did a great job. Come on, guys. Get hype for Kobe, Giddey, and Modest. Let's go. Oh, thank you to 708. You did do an awesome job at Tony's wedding. It was huge. That's not an easy thing to MC. So congratulations, and I hope you enjoy the game tonight.
They better win tonight. That's where I am. They better win tonight.
Honestly, you didn't get this far to just do this, to have us talk about one extra game.
I will remind you, they are 1-point underdogs at home tonight.
Tyler Hero, just pull it from half court. See if you like it. Are you listening? We transition with the afternoon show next on The Score.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.